Do you want to write it down?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll give it to you in just a minute. I just want to open up the Gemara and then I'll give it to you and see where we want to start today. I think we'll start on Daf Yud. Let's see if we can... Oh, Joel is here. So again, if somebody could be in charge just of handing out the... of handing out the pages, so that would be good. Yud Amud Beis, we're going to start with. Okay. So I'll just get myself oriented here for a second. Yeah. Okay, so where do we want to start on Yud Amud Beis? We want to look for the Gemara here about Ibur HaChodesh B'Shlosha. So let's see if we could all find the page and the place on the page. And we're going to look at the top of Daf Yud Amud Beis. And you'll see the two dots about four lines down from the top. Mm-hmm. Do you have such a thing? Ibur HaChodesh B'Shlosha. So now in order to appreciate what we're going to discuss, let's go back to the Mishnah, which is back on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. And we're going to take a look at the Mishnah about, shall we say, about 10 lines down from the top. Does that make sense? You'll see the word Yishmael as the first word in the line in the Mishnah on Daf Beis. Yeah, just go back to the Mishnah and then we'll fast forward to Daf Yud Amud Beis in the Gemara. So what does it say in the Mishnah? It says Ibur HaChodesh B'Shlosha. So let's talk a little bit about Ibur HaChodesh. Now, a normal month in the Hebrew calendar, which is the lunar calendar, would have 29 days. If you add another day because of what's called the Ibur HaChodesh, then you jack it up to 30 days. Now, a month that has 29 days is called a chaser. You familiar with that? And if it has a 30th day, it's called a mole. Now, the Mishnah is addressing the question of how many judges make up the court for Ibur HaChodesh. Thank you. And the answer to the Mishnah is that you need three judges. We're going to see later on Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Shmuel is not talking about the case of Ibur HaChodesh. Rabbi Shmuel is going to agree that Ibur HaChodesh is B'Shlosha. He's going to disagree about the next case, which is Ibur HaShana. And here he's going to require 23 judges. But that's a case where we're adding another month to the year. That's the whole month of Adar. That's called Ibur HaShana. But we're now focused on Ibur HaChodesh, which means do we add an extra day to the month. So let's look now at the Gemara, which is here on the top of Daf Yud Amud Beis. The Gemara says the following.
Wasn't the Chodesh in the whole setup, this is the Mishnah, because by the time of the Gemara it was already instituted the whole system, right?
Right. You had a calendar that was set by Hillel HaShani, but we're talking way before Hillel HaShani at the time of the Mishnah, and we're dealing with Beis Din, and this is called Kiddush Al Pi Beis Din. This is not Kiddush Al Pi Re'i, I'm sorry, this is not Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon. This is Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah. Now, what's the difference between Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah and Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbin? What does the word Re'iyah mean?
Witnesses.
The witnesses, correct. So the witnesses will tell you when they saw the new moon, and then Beis Din, based on that testimony, will determine the new moon, the new month. Later in history, there would be Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbin, which means they had a calendar. And do we have an extra copy here?
Casimeta.
Okay. Now, if you have a Gemara, the Gemara is medayik the following: Chishuv lo ketani, Kiddush lo ketani, Ela ibur. The Gemara is not happy because the proper language, the appropriate language, would have been either Chishuv, telling us that you need a Beis Din of three for Chishuv, or Kiddush. But instead, the Mishnah uses which word? Ibur. So the Gemara wants to know the following. Chishuv would mean that the Beis Din would have to make a calculation, and they would have to figure out if they can add an extra day to the month. Now that chishuv, that machshava, is going to include many different variables. I'll give you one example. If by adding an extra day to the month, Yom Kippur would fall out either on a Friday or on a Sunday, and you'd have a Shabbos going into Yom Kippur, which is called Smuchim Zeh L'Zeh, then if never somebody died, you would have to postpone their burial for at least 2 days. And that would be impacted by adding an extra day. I'll give you another example. Let's say if as a result of adding an extra day to the month, making it Mole, then Shabbos and Yontif would be next door to each other. And you'd go straight from Shabbos to Yontif or vice versa. The Gemara is afraid, for agricultural purposes, that if they can't go out and cut and harvest certain produce, let's say vegetables, for example, they become all dried up. So if it's a 24-hour period, that we can do it. But if it's 48 hours, that's going to be a problem. Again, there are many other examples which are brought down here which are not necessary for us because we want to get to the punchline of the sugya. Now, another option would have been for the Mishnah to say that you need a Beis Din for Kiddush HaChodesh. Forget about all the calculations, but just to determine, after you have the witnesses, that the first day of Rosh Chodesh will be day 30, or perhaps if it's a mole, we'll have to postpone it to day 31. But that requires a declaration of Beis Din. Does anybody know what three words have to be declared? They're all the same, so you only have to... Excellent. Mekudash, Mekudash, Mekudash. Instead, the Mishnah chose to use the word Ibur HaChodesh. So the Gemara says the following. What do you mean Ibur HaChodesh? What is the language of Ibur HaChodesh? Lo Likadsha Umemelo La'aber. The word Ibur, which means pregnancy, so to speak, indicates that you're adding an extra day to the month. So instead of having a month of 29 days, you have a month of 30 days. That's called Ibur HaChodesh. Well, if they didn't sanctify the month on the 29th day, then automatically you postpone it for one other day. And the 30th day becomes the last day of the previous month. So what does it mean that you require a Beis Din to be ma'abra the Chodesh? I mean, I can understand that if the Adam came on, let's say, day 30, and you wanted to determine that day 30 was Rosh Chodesh, that I understand. But if the Eidim didn't come on day 30, then automatically there was no Kiddush on day 30. So they don't have to be Mekadesh the Chodesh and make it into a Mole and determine that the day 31 is the first day of the next month, because automatically, again, the premise of the Gemara is that the maximum number of days in a month is going to be 30. So the 31st day, in the case of a Mole, automatically becomes what? The first day of the next month. I'll read it to you here in the Hebrew. He says the following: In Bezdin lo kidshus achodesh biyom shloshim lechodesh avar. If no witnesses came in on day 30, then memela yachodesh meubar meacher shiyom shloshim. Right? If the 30th day of the month passed and there was no act of kiddush, then automatically the 31st day would become the first day of the new month. Right? Because the previous month would either have 29 days and then you Mekadesh the 30th day, or if you're not Mekadesh the 30th day, then you Mekadesh the 31st day as Rosh Chodesh. So if the day 30 passed and there was no Kiddush, then ipso facto, day 31 becomes the first day of the next month. So I'll read it again. Im lo yekadshus achodesh biyom shloshim, then memela means automatically, yachodesh meubar, and therefore day 31 becomes the first day of the next month, because the previous month has not 29 days, but 30 days. So why is it necessary to gather together a bezdin in order to be ma'aber the chodesh, when l'chora that should happen automatically? Omar Abaye, so Abaye says Tni means you have to change the language of the Mishnah or reinterpret the Mishnah, and it should say Kiddush HaChodesh, which means that we're talking about a case where the Eidim came on day 30, and therefore we're going to be Mekadesh that as the beginning of the new month. So the previous month has only 29 days, but if there were no Eidim on day 30, then automatically the Chodesh becomes Mekudosh on day 31. And in fact, there is a Braisa that the Gemara quotes now, Tanya Nami Hochi, Kiddush HaChodesh V'Ibra Hashanah B'Shlosha D'Vi Rabbi Meir. So again, we're not interested now in Ibra Hashanah, but we're interested in Kiddush HaChodesh. And Kiddush HaChodesh requires three judges. Now again, when do we need three judges to be Mekadesh the Chodesh? If the Eidim came on which day? Day 30. Because then day 30 becomes the first day of the new month, which means that the previous month was a chaser, it was only 29 days. But there's no need for Bezdin to convene to be Mekadesh the Chodesh if the Eidim did not come on the 30th day, because ipso facto, day 31 becomes the first day of the new month. Rav is not happy with this. Omar Rava Ibur Kitani. The Mishnah says Ibur, which implies that we need a Bezdin to add the extra day, the 30th day, in order to sanctify the Chodesh, the new month, on day 31.
What does it mean? He doesn't want to change the Mishnah?
Correct. Now, in a Braisa, very often it's flexible. You know, you can change the language. But in a Mishnah, that we don't like to do, you know, to play around with a Mishnah. Ella Amar Rava. Rava says the following: Kiddush biyom ibur bishlosha. Klomar, I'll read to you the Hebrew. He says, Imchal rosh chodesh biyom hashloshim lechodesh ha'avar, which means that if the Eidim came on day 30, so now the previous month ends with day 29, because the Eidim came on day 30, and now we're going to sanctify the new month on day 30. So the previous month is called what? A chaser. Now we need Bezdin to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, again with three judges. And what Rav is doing here is he's adding the words of what? Of Kiddush. Do you see that? We don't have in our Mishnah the word Kiddush. On the other hand, he wants to maintain the girsa that we have, which says ibur. So what he says is that the kiddush was on the yom ibur. But li'achar ibur leka kiddush, meaning if the 31st day came around, there's no need to be mekadesh because the previous chodesh was already meubar. We already added the 30th day to that month by virtue of the fact that there were no eidim. So basically, the Rav and Abaye agree that you only need a bezin of kiddush hachodesh if the eidim show up on day 30 in order to establish that the previous month was a chaser, and day 30 becomes the first day of the new month. The machlokas shin Abaye v'Rava is whether or not we should change the girsa. In other words, Abaye seems to want to substitute the word kiddush for ibur because it doesn't make sense that we need a bezin for ibur. What Rav is willing to do is he's willing to add the word kiddush and yet at the same time maintain the word ibur.
Yeah, what authority does Abaye have?
Good question. I don't know the answer to that question. What kind of answer could I give you about that? I'm not sure, Alan, what...
No,
sorry, I just...
No, I just like...
I was trying to be diplomatic. I don't understand your question. Yeah. Well, when you say what authority does...
Abaye is an Amorite,
correct.
And so then the Mishnah is from the Tanaim, so he doesn't have the authority to go and change what is written in the Mishnah.
Well, I think I would say the following, Alan. That an Amora can't argue against the Mishnah. Abaye's not trying to argue against the Mishnah, he's just trying to interpret the Mishnah. Both Abaye and Rav agree that the Mishnah as it stands, it makes no sense. There's no reason in the world why you need a Bezdin in a case of Ibur HaChodesh, meaning if the month is already pregnant, you've already added day 30, there's no need to establish day 31 as the first day of the next month, because there's no such thing as a month that has more than 30 days. So the only issue is, what do we do with the Mishnah? So Abaye says what he says to interpret the Mishnah, and Rav says what he says. Are we okay with that?
There's no such thing as a whole pregnant rule.
Alright.
Can witnesses retroactively say witnesses turn up on the 30th and say, yes, we saw it a day ago and it's taken us a while to get up the hills of Jerusalem?
That's an interesting question. I don't know the answer to that question. Maybe when we finish the Sugya of Kiddush HaChodesh we'll know.
But then it would be useful for them turning up on the 30th because
I'm not sure if you give Kaddish the Chodesh to Mafrei. I don't think so. But let me just read the next few words in the Mishnah because I think that would clinch everything that we've been doing. Umani means the Mishnah reflects somebody in a gigantic controversy. Which shita, which opinion is reflected in our Mishnah? This is the opinion of Rabbi Lozar Bereb Tzadok. Disnan, we have a Mishnah in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. A lot of the laws of Kiddush HaKodesh are in Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Lozar Bereb Tzadok Omer, Imlo Nira Bizmano, let's add a word, Imlo Nira HaKodesh Bizmano. Again, Alan's going to ask me what authority do I have to add a word to the Mishnah. No, I'm just trying to interpret the Mishnah. So, in lo nira chodesh, they didn't see the new moon, bizmano, meaning on the 30th day. Ein mekadshino, so we don't need a bezdin to sanctify the 31st day, because kfar kitshua bashamayim, it's automatically mekudosh. In other words, the 31st day, by default, becomes Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because there's no month that has more than 30 days in it. Even a mole, a pregnant month, only is given one extra day. So if the 30th day passed and there was no Nira HaChodesh, which means there was no Levana on the 30th day, then automatically the 31st day becomes Rosh Chodesh. So that's the sheet of Rabbi Lozar Bereb Tzadok. Okay. All this is according to Abaye and Rav. Rav Nachman over, he has a different interpretation of the Mishnah. And he's going to say, not the way Rav said it, that it's kiddush biyom ibur, but he's going to say it's kiddush achar ha'ibur. And he's going to require a bezdin to sanctify the new month on day 31. And we're going to, of course, have to ask the question, why is it necessary? After all, by default, day 31 becomes the first day of the new month. You have no choice, because if there were no Edom on the 30th day. So again, let's read the Mishnah according to Rav Nachman. Mm-hmm. Rav Nachman is saying that Kiddush means, when do we need Bezdin? That's Achar HaIbur. So Ibur means day 30, right? That's the extra day of a month, makes it into a mole. And the day afterwards is going to be the first day, that's day 31 of the new month. That requires Kiddush. That requires a process by which Bezdin sanctifies day number 31. Is everybody with me? So again, in Abai Varava, which day requires Kiddush?
31.
30. But in Abai Varava, 31 doesn't require Kiddush, because it's Kanchu Min HaShemayim. It means it's automatic. Rav Nachman is holding, no, we need Kiddush on day 31 to establish that day 31 is the first day of the new month. So therefore, I'm going to read again the Hebrew. He says, "Imchal Rosh Chodesh b'yom shloshim v'yechad l'chodesh." Right. So it means that Rosh Chodesh is going to have to be on day 31, and that's the new month. Rosh Chodesh is Nasa Chodesh Avar Mole. Once they sanctify the 31st day as the first day of the new month, then automatically day 30 is the last day of the previous month. Is now. What we need is, in order to sanctify day 31, we need a kiddush. We need bezdin. However, biyom Ibur, on the day of Ibur, which is day 30, leker kiddush. We don't need sanctification. Umani, and who is the Tana who holds that dafka on day 31 we need kiddush? Not Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik, who says that on day 30 we need Kiddush, but on day 31 it's automatic by default. But here we're saying just the opposite, that day 31 needs Kiddush. Plimohi, one of the other Tanoim, by the name of Plimo. Desanya, we learned in the Brisa, Plimo Omer Bismano, on the 30th day, Ein Mekachin, so we don't need Bezdin to sanctify the day, because if that be the case, this is a normal month. And a normal month is a month of 29 days. So then unless we know otherwise, in other words, there's an Ibur situation, then day 30 becomes the first day of the new month by default. Shalom is mano, but if we have a situation of Ibur where nothing happened on day 30, so this is an unusual kind of month, because now the month becomes pregnant, we have to add another day to the month, which means that the new month is going to be on day 31, is Makadshimo. So that's called Shalom Bizman. So we have two shitas in the Tanoim, and two shitas as to how to interpret that Mishnah. One shita of the Tanoim of Elazar ben Tzadik holds that day 30 needs Kiddush. Day 31 is by default. We don't need Bezdin to get involved in establishing day 31 as the first day of the month. On the other polar extreme, we have the Shita Plimo, and he says that Bismano, which means that if the Edom saw on day 30 they saw the Levana, then what's Plimo again? Let's go over it one more time. If the Chodesh was near Bismano, so we saw the new moon on day 30, is Ein Mekachin also, right? In other words, day 30 automatically becomes Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because what's the status of the previous month? It's a Chaser. A Chaser is the normal month. In other words, unless you know otherwise, every month is assumed to be 29 days. If day 29 went by, and now on day 30, we find Edom, well, we don't need to be Mekadesh L'Chodesh, because once we accept our Edus, then automatically the previous month is a month of 29, which is your normal month, and therefore day 30 becomes the first day of the new month. Under what circumstance do we need Kiddush? If we have an unusual month, which means that we had a mole, and on day 30, no witnesses came in, so we have to add another day. To follow my language here, we're adding another day to the month. Of course, the month usually has 29 days. Now we're adding another day and making it to Mole, because no Edom came on day 30. When the Edom come on day 31, in such a case, we're talking about a whole different kind of a system. we're talking about making the previous month a mole and extending it by one extra day, such that day 31 becomes Rosh Chodesh, then Mekadshin also, that's when we need a Kiddush.
Does anyone say you have to Mekadesh this way and that way? It's like Shabbat. Shabbat, you may, it's every seventh day, whatever you do. So why do we have to Mekadesh Shabbat? So same over here. You have a new moon.
When you say you have to Mekadesh Shabbat, Alan, what do you mean by that? I know on Friday night we make Kiddush, but you don't mean what we're talking about here, that we need a Bezdin to be Mekadesh the Shabbat.
What do they mean? About,
we're talking about Kiddush means Bezdin. That Bezdin has to declare the month Mekudosh, Mekudosh, Mekudosh. That has no application in the case of Shabbos, correct? That's called Kedusha Shabbos Kvi V'Kayme, which means that it's absolutely set. But in the case of Rosh Chodesh, we would think that we need Bezdin to get involved in being Mekadesh, and there's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that says Bezdin has to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. In fact, the Rambam writes that the first mitzvah in the Torah, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, is for Bezdin to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. But the question is, do they have to Mekadesh the Chodesh on day 30 or on day 31? And that we have the two shittas. Now, Alan, if you're asking a question, is it possible that both days require Kiddush?
Yeah.
That's a problem. Why? Because we always have to figure out what's the default position. In other words, if you're being Mekadesh the 30th, right, the 30th day, which is going to be the shita of Rabbi Elezer of Tzadok, then by default, the 31st day is already Rosh Chodesh. There's no need to go ahead and be Mekadesh the Chodesh, right? So you've accepted Edim on day 30, and now the moon, the month, excuse me, is Mole, and if it's Mole, then by definition, day 31 doesn't require Kish. The other way of going is to say that, no, a month that's normal, in other words, every month is considered a chaser until proven ma'ubar, right? Until soon proven mole. And therefore, we don't have to do a Kaddish a month because the day went by and it became, and the Edom showed up, and therefore it becomes a chodesh chaser, meaning that now that we have Edom, the day 30 becomes the first day of the new month. But if you have a fluke, if you have an exception to the rule, an unusual situation where day 30 went by, no Edim, and now Beis Din is going to have to do something unusual, they're going to have to declare the previous month as a mole, as a Chodesh Me'ubar, therefore they have to be Mekadesh the new month. What is your first name? I forgot. Jonathan. You told me. Oh, Yonatan. Okay.
If the Beis Din accidentally declares a month to be Mali when it was really chassid, because no witnesses turned up, then theoretically the next month could be after 28 days because they're one day. So what if witnesses turn up after 28 days and say they saw the moon? Do they say no? We've got to wait.
I don't know. I don't think there is such a situation where on the 28th day you could have Abel.
Because they're ready one day.
I think the lunar calendar.
No, because
has either 29 or 30 days. Yeah, that's built into the astronomy of the moon.
Yeah, but the previous month was 29 days, and they declared it on the 30th day by mistake, so they're one day ahead.
Oh, they made a mistake, you say?
Yeah.
No witnesses.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
No witnesses.
Jonathan is asking, what if they made a mistake?
Well, it's not necessarily a mistake. It's by default. You said by default, no witnesses turn up on the 30th day. They declare it to be 30. Malay month, which means that one day they're actually one day long. They made the previous month one day longer than it really should be, and there's a chance that the witnesses are going to turn up on the 28th of the next month.
Right, if they made a mistake.
So we got both directions.
I don't know. Again, we're only at the very beginning of a long, complicated sugya, which is half of Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. So I right now, what I'd like you to do with me, I know you're very creative and you like to think out of thoughts, but if you could bear with me and just to help me out here, because I don't want to go beyond,
because we talk about the problems of witnesses turning up late, and theoretically can turn up.
What I want to know now is the following: if we can just focus on this. Again, there are a million scenarios, but just this one question: what happens in a situation where no Edim show up on day 30? Does Beis Din have to be Mekadesh day 31? And here we have Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, who says no. Or do we say on the contrary, that because no Edim showed up on the, what would normally be the new moon, the new month, which would be day 30, correct? Because again, we're holding that like plimo, that the normal situation is that the month is going to be what? Is going to be chaser, and therefore, what we need is we need to be, according to plimo, we need to be Makadish the Chodesh when? On the 31st day. Why? Because we had already anticipated from the get-go that the Eidim were going to show up on day 30, and therefore the Chodesh Lisha'avar, the previous month, would be 29 days, because that's the classic assumption. Now, what happened was that the Eidim showed up on day 31. Now we have to Mekadesh the new month, because we thought that the month would have been Mekudesh already yesterday on day 30. But you know, heaven would have it that it became a Chodesh Mole, which is a Chodesh Me'ubar. That's the change in the plan, if you follow what I mean. So that's what we have so far. Now let's take a look here at, for a moment, at page Kuf Lamed Daled. And I must have a drink. I just.
Can I get you a drink, Joe?
Would you mind?
Yeah, what do you have?
Just some hot water would be fine. Thanks so much, Brian. I still don't know why I become so thirsty, but it's the hot weather. Maybe, I don't know.
It's humid.
He quotes a Minchas Chinuch on the bottom right. I'm going to try to figure out if this Minchas Chinuch is along the same lines that we thought, and if that be the case, I'm very happy. If not, I don't know. Maybe he'll enlighten me and we'll take a different path. Mani plimo hi desanya plimo bizmano ein mekadshin also. In other words, if it's a Chodesh Chaser, and the Eidim showed up on day 30, then day 30 is Rosh Chodesh. We don't need Bezdin. On the other hand, if the Eidim are going to show up on day 31, then we're declaring the previous month to be what?
Male.
A Male. Then we need a Kiddush Bezdin on day 31 to tell us that now the month has been postponed, so to speak, by one day. Hinei HaMinchas Chinuch B'mitzvah Dalet Kosav Dileplimo Shesover B'yom Shloshim Ein Mekadshin Oso Hainu, what does this mean? She'ein Tzarch Maisa Kiddush. We don't need an act, a declaration on the part of Beis Din, She'ein Beis Din Yomru Mekudosh. Aval vaday tzarech lekvoa hachodesh al pi edim sheroes halavona. In other words, we're not questioning the function of Beis Din to receive the edim who testified that they saw the moon on day 30. That's the case of, you know, the normal case, what we call the case of chaser. We must receive Eidim in order to establish that this month is a chaser, and day 30 is the first day of the new month. What we don't need is an act of kiddush. So let's just see if that makes sense in the language of Rav Nachman, right? Rav Nachman Omar, kiddush achara ibur. Bishlosha, Biyom Ibur Leka Kiddush. So, according to Minchas Chinuch, Biyom Ibur Leka Kiddush means that we don't need a formal act of Beis Din to be Mekadesh the month on day 30. That day 30 is by definition the beginning of the new month. But in order to establish day 30 as the beginning of the new month, We need Eidim who have to testify that they saw the moon. So therefore we need to be koveh the month, even in the case of Chos, al pi edim sheroes halavona. K'moshe darshu chazal, shemitzvah l'kadish al pi re'iyah. Ubez de mekablim ha'edim, v'kovim, this is on day 30, v'kovim u'poskim, shahayom rosh chodesh. Rak she'ein tzarech lomar mekudosh. Elanase mekudosh al yidei akvius, shel bezdin, shekovim ayom l'rosh chodesh. If I understand correctly, the Minchas Chinuch is splitting up Rosh Chodesh into two dimensions. One is called Kvius, and the other is called what? Kiddush. According to Plimo, on day 30, I need Kvius, but I don't need Kiddush. Tizel sheyomru bezdim mekudashi. And that's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, the alfinim l'brosh Hashanah, chavdalinam and alef mi'aposka shantiku osam. In the parasha of Modos, it says in Emor et Shatikru Osam, Usvir le leplimo, Derak shelo bizmanu, Tzorech bezdin lasos maise kiddush. Aval ha, de mitzvah al bezdin lekabel edus hachodesh vilkvor rosh chodesh, Yalfinam rosh Hashana, thank you so much, on daf chav vav, Mikrada Chodesh Azelachem. Right, then it says Rosh Chodesh. The Ksiv Parshas Bo. V'Af Bizmano Beinon Shebezdin Yikbu Asayom LeRosh Chodesh. So we have two parshios here. We have one parsha in Emor that says Hashatiku Osam. That's in the parsha of Moados. And that requires Kiddush Bezdin. Comes along Plimo and he says that that mitzvah of Kiddush Bezdin only applies on the 31st day, which is called Shalom Bezmano. And then we need a Maisa Kiddush. Then there's another mitzvah which is called Kviyus Rosh Chodesh. That's derived from Parshas Bo, HaChodesh Ezelachem, and that applies even in the case of Bezmano, which means even if they saw the new moon on the 30th day, they have to be makabel the edim and be kover the day is Rosh Chodesh, but they don't have to say makudosh. Now let's talk about Rabbi Lazar Barab Tzadok ha'omer shebein bizmano bein oh, we didn't get to this yet, just one second, I'm sorry, there are two Tanoim here, we shouldn't confuse them. One is Rabbi Lazar Barab Tzadok, and the other is Rabbi Eliezer. You have those names? Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Tzadik, and now we get to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that Bein Bizmano, Bein Shalom, Bizmano, Ein Mekadshin Oso. Whether or not the first day of the month is 30 or 31, we don't need Kiddush. And he derives this from a miut in the parsha of Yovel. So we didn't get to that yet. But he says, "K'mochein l'Rabbi Lozer, the Yomer Bein Bizmano Bein Shalom Ein Mekadshin, Hayne Shein Tzarech Maisa Kiddush, Aval Kviyus Yom Rosh Chodesh, Al Pi Bezdin Beinon." Meaning the parsha of Hachodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim applies according to everyone, whether or not the 31st day is going to be the first day of the new moon or of the new month, or the 30th day is going to be the first day of the new month. In either case, we need a Maisa Kvius. We don't need a Maisa Kiddush, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, in neither of the two cases do we need Kiddush, but we need Kvius. Okay, so far so good. Oh, I don't know what to do here.
Wait.
You have an ice cube? They don't have ice cubes here, do they? Gentlemen must think I'm a mafunak, right? How do you say mafunak in English?
Spoiled.
I'm very spoiled. But it's burning hot and I'm very thirsty, so what should I do? Okay, we'll see. I think Brian has some sort of master plan over here. Let's see what he has in mind.
Wait, this opinion now is not going, saying you don't have to make Kaddish at all,
Right, that's Rabbi Eliezer. That he derives it from a special meal.
So he's arguing on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you do.
Oh, so how does he interpret the Mishnah? So that's going to be Rav Ashi. You want to look at Rav Ashi for a minute? The Olam Chishuv Katani. Remember that we had various possibilities of how to interpret the Mishnah. Whether it's Kiddush, whether it's Me'ubar. Now we go back to the original possibility of Chishuv. Umay Ibur, what does the word Ibur mean in the Mishnah? Chishuv de Ibur. Which means that Bezen has to calculate all the various implications and variables to determine whether we want to add another extra day to the month, because in certain cases we can't do that. So the Mishnah wants to be symmetrical, and in the case of adding a month, it uses the word Ibur. Tani Nami here too, with regard to the Chodesh, it uses the word Ibur Chodesh. But we're not talking about an act of Bezdin, we're talking about a Chishuv. Chishuv means to calculation and see. And then he says, Chishuv Chodesh in, Kiddush Chodesh lo. Again, he's not going to add the word Kiddush to the Mishnah the way Rava did. On the contrary, he's going to interpret the Mishnah as exclusively relating to what? Chishuv. Mani, who's the author of that Mishnah who completely circumvents the need for Kiddush HaChodesh? That's Rabbi Eliezer. Tisanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Bein Bizmano, Bein Shalom Bizmano, Ein Mekadshin Oso. Shenema Vekidashtem Eshnas HaChamishim Shono. Which means that Shonim Ato Mekadosh V'i Ato Mekadosh Chodoshim. Now getting back here, he says V'hinei V'Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Dalin Omen Aleph Tnan Rosh Bezdin Omer Mekudosh V'chol Ha'am Onim Achrav Mekudosh Mekudosh. Now before we see what the Gvuras Yitzchak has to say about this, I would just add my own. What I think is going on here is that the Bezdin is representing Klal Yisrael. They are, so to speak, the elected representatives of Klal Yisrael. And if that be the case, we need what's called Ania. Ania means whenever you have someone who represents you, you have to respond to his initiative to indicate that he is, you know, you have, he has your approval, and he can go ahead and establish whatever he has to establish. So that Bezdin here is functioning as representatives of the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, because the Torah says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, Lachem means for you, for the Jewish nation, and now you have to have an aniyah, so to speak, a nod of approval. Rosh Bezdin Omer Mekudosh Minani Mili. What's the source for the fact that the head hancho of Bezdin has to say Mekudosh? Vaydaber Moshe Moadi Hashem Mikan Rosh Bezdin Omer Mekudosh. Just one second. Again, before, let's just review. Before we had two parashios. In the parasha of Moados, we needed Kiddush, correct? And in the parasha of HaChodesh HaZalachem, all we needed was Kfirs. So this is very good. I think this works out nicely. Because Vayidaber Moshe Moadi Hashem is in the parasha of the Moados. And this is the source in the Torah for Kiddush. But who has to initiate the Kiddush? It's got to be the Rosh Bezdin. In this case, it's Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's called Kiddush. Kiddush in order to sanctify the Moadim. V'chol ha'am onim achrov mekudosh mekudosh. Oh, so now the Braisa is trying to establish the source in the Torah for kol ha'am, for the response of the people to say mekudosh mekudosh. Omar kro asher tikru osam. Again, that's in the parasha of Moados. Kari Bey, you should read it not Osom but Atem. So on the one hand we need Vayidaber Moshe, and on the other hand we need Ashatikru Osom. So in the process of Kiddush HaKodesh, we need both the leader, the head of the Beis Din, and we need that the people respond. Right, what was the source for this declaration on the part of the head of the Beis Din and the response of the people? That was derived from the parasha of Moedos. And the parasha of Moedos is referring to what? Kiddush HaKodesh. Now, according to Plimo, the only situation, the only scenario in which we need Kiddush HaKodesh is Shelo Bizmano, which means on the 31st day we need an act of Kiddush. But we just finished establishing, based on the Minchas Chinuch, that even on the 30th day we need Kvius, and that's derived from a different parasha, parasha's Bo, HaKodesh Zelochem. According to the Minchas Chinuch, that you need Kvius, you would not require, from the perspective of HaKodesh HaZelachem, this entire scenario, this entire ceremony, ritual, if you want to call it that, where the Rosh Beis Din has to declare something and the people have to respond. Lo tzarech Rosh Beis Din l'kvo HaKodesh, lo tzarech kolam lanos achrov klum, deha de Rosh Chodesh, I'm sorry, deha de Rosh Beis Din omer mekudesh, v'cholam onim achrov mekudesh, yalfinu la mikro, d'vaydav moshes moadi Hashem mikro, asher tikru osam, d'chsivu parashas moados. And in the parish of Moedos, we need a Maisa Kiddush. And that's what Beis Din has to effectuate. And here the Torah tells us that the Maisa Kiddush requires that the Rosh Beis Din should say Makudosh. And then we derive from Asher Tikrosam that the Am has to respond Makudosh Makudosh. Is now in the context of Asher Tikru Osam in the parish of Moedos, we have a mitzvah shirosh Beis Din Yasa Maisa Kiddush Kol Am Ya'anu Achrav Mekudosh Mekudosh. According to Plimo, where Bizmano we don't need a Kiddush because, as we discussed earlier, the month is assumed to be Chaser. So if the Edom indeed come on the 30th day, we don't have to sanctify the 30th day as Rosh Chodesh. Is Ein Beis Din Osu Maisa Kiddush V'akovim Ayom L'Rosh Chodesh? Is Akvius Nas Al Yidei Beis Din? The Ein Tzarech Sha'arosh Beis Din Lomar Klum Ein Tzarech Sha'am Onim Midi. And the Am don't, the people in the stands, they don't have to answer, they don't have to respond to anything. Why? Because now we're not involved in Kiddush HaKodesh, which is derived from Parshas Moedos, but rather we're involved in Kvius, and that's derived from the parasha of HaKodesh HaZelochem, and it doesn't require a process of Kiddush, and therefore Beis Din as an entity is going to be Koveh LeChodesh once they have witnesses, but there's no need for this whole process, this whole ritual of Kiddush. And that makes a lot of sense. Now, I just want to make one point here, and again, I'm not sure what I'm telling you now is correct, but let's give it a try. I don't believe for one moment that Plimo is denying the entity of Kiddush HaKodesh on day 30. If day 30 is the first day of the new month, it requires Kiddush. I think he's just saying that the Kiddush is automatic, and it doesn't require a Maisa on the part of Beis Din. What do I mean? For example, if I were to ask you about a karmon, right? In the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Chodesh, they had to bring a special karmon. Are we familiar with that? That's why we have a Musaf service on Rosh Chodesh. So would you say that Plimo, for example, and I could ask you the same question in the other direction with Rebbe Lozer Tzadik, would you say that according to Plimo, They didn't bring the Karban Musaf on the 30th day, which is now Mekudesh as Rosh Chodesh, because there was no Kiddush, there was only Kvius. That's a pellet. Because then you'll come to the conclusion, which is absolutely insane, that the Karbanos of Rosh Chodesh only apply in the case of a Chodesh Molad. And you'll come to the opposite conclusion, Rabbi Lozer Reb Tzadik, that you only bring a Karban in a Chodesh Chaser. That's wrong. The only issue here is whether the mitzvah is incumbent upon Beis Din to be Makadish the Chodesh, to be Makadish the day is Rosh Chodesh. And Plimo is going to say that on day 30, which now in a case of a Chaser becomes the first day of the new month, it doesn't require a mitzvah of Kiddush. But Beis Din will be Koveh that day is Rosh Chodesh. Once Beis Din is Koveh the day is Rosh Chodesh, Memela becomes Makudosh. And the same would apply in the flip side, according to Rabbi Lozer Reb Tzadok. Kach niril aniyus daitin. Ukmochein le Rabbi Lozer, again, this is not Rabbi Eliezer, this is not Rabbi Lozer Reb Tzadok. Tisovir shebein bizmano bein shalom bizmano ein makadshin also. Is lo tzorech maisa kiddush ela kvius. Greda means alone. That's all you need is a maisa kvius. The alfinon law, what's the source for kvius? Mikra de hachodesh zelochem to be eaten lekabel edus shero hachodesh ubezi yikvu shayom rosh chodesh. Ela ein tzorech rosh bezdin lomar klum. Right, because that's only part of the mitzvah of moed, parsha moedos of kiddush. And Rabbi Eliezer denies that in any scenario you require kiddush. The Einaom Onim Achreya Midik Shebezdin Kov Mayom LeRosh Chodesh. So wait a second. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, what do we do with this parsha of Vayidaber Moshe Moadi Hashem? And the Gemara says Mikan Shrosh Bezdin Omer Mekudosh. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, we don't have Kiddush HaChodesh. And he has a special mute to exclude Kiddush HaChodesh. So I'm not sure exactly how Rabbi Eliezer will interpret these psukim. I guess I'm just thinking out loud that these psukim are only referring to kvius, but that's not satisfactory because we have the parasha of Achodesh Zelochem, which establishes kvius. So what is the extra parasha of the Moedos? What is that teaching me according to Rabbi Eliezer? Now, on page Kuf Lamed Hey, he has a Yerushalmi. But on the bottom paragraph, he says that we paskin like Rabbi Lozer Reb Tzadok. Rabbi Lozer Reb Tzadok says that by default, the 31st day becomes the first day of the new month. The previous month is Moly because no Edom came on day 30. So if the Edom had come on day 30, then Beis Din is obligated to the mitzvah of Kiddush to be Mekadesh day 30. But day 31, there's no obligation for Beis Din to be Mekadesh. It's already Kfar Kachua Min HaShamayim. Why? Because by default, the 31st day becomes the first day of the new month. And he's saying here that we paskin like Rabbi Lozer Reb Tzadik, to Mizmano Mekadeshino, so that if the Edom come on day 30, will sanctify Mekudesh, day 30 as the first day of the new month. But in Lo Nira Bizmano, if no Edom come to testify on the new moon on day 30, Ein Mekadeshino so Shekvar Kitshua Shamayim Ubimichas Kinu Shom Kosav Di Afal Gav Dib Shalo Bizmano Ein Tzvicha Maisi Kinsh Mekomakom Be'inon Kvius. Right, you're on the top left column that Beis Din has to be Koveya that day, meaning day 31, as Rosh Chodesh Al Pi Edim. Now again, I'm not sure what happens if no Edim come into Beis Din. Then I would assume that Beis Din would have to be Koveya the Chodesh by default, even in the absence of Edim. But L'chatchila, we want to get Edim. Ulam, L'chora Hayanir Dikmodes Virlei L'Rabbi Lozer Reb Tzadik Tishalo Bizmano Ein Tzarech Beis Din Lekadish hayom b'kedushas rosh chodesh b'nei shekvar kiddushu shemayim came a high time gamein tzarech bezdin lekvo hayom l'rosh chodesh. In other words, the logic of Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik that the 31st day becomes Rosh Chodesh by default because there were no Eidim on the 30th day, compelling. That should be a compelling logic, not just in terms of Kiddush, that we don't need Kiddush, but even in terms of Kviyas HaChodesh. So mehai time gam ein tzarech bezdin lekvo hayom l'Rosh Chodesh kevan shekiddushu kvar Bashamayim. In other words, we say that day 31, in the case of a moly, automatically becomes Mekudesh up in Shamayim. Is Memele, if there's already Kedusha Sayom of Rosh Chodesh to day 31, then there's no need for Bezdin to make another effort and another action of being Koveya the Chodesh. In other words, I think he's saying that Yesh Bechal Masayim Mona, that once you have a Kiddush, there's no need to be Koveya. But if I understand correctly, does that mean that there are no Edim who saw? In other words, if Bezdin is alleviated from even Kviyus Hayom L'Rosh Chodesh, then maybe they don't even have to accept witnesses.
Yeah, is it just a technicality for them coming? Why do they come in? So why do they come in if there is no?
Right. Why do they come in?
No Mekudash.
Right. In Kei Me'ay Tam Gam Ein Tzorch Bezdin L'Kvoh Hayom L'Rosh Chodesh Kevin Shekidshu Kvar B'Shamayim. Achen asmag kosav shekinshu shamayim mitchilas halayla uledidei near the ain tzarech bezdin lekvos hachodesh rosh chodesh kevin shekvar nikba bashamayim ulamtosis kosru shebezdin shalmala makachin oso min hashachar biyom lamed aleph. This has to do, Rabosai, with someone who left out Yalav Yov. You remember that discussion? If he left out Yalav Yov at night in Meiriv on Rosh Chodesh, does he have to repeat Shmon Esrei? And the logic that says he doesn't have to repeat Shmon Esrei is because the Kiddush HaChodesh is postponed until the next morning. But that's only true according to Tosis. But if you go like the Smag, then it comes out that there was a Kiddush HaChodesh even at night, albeit on the part of Bezdin. Is Lefim HaShikosba Tosus Dei Mekachin also Ela B'Shachar, and that's to get up in Shamayim. Yesh Lomid Dein Mekachin also B'Shamayim El Yachar Shem Bezdin Kovo Solamata. Oh, this is very interesting. Now he's throwing a curveball, so to speak, a whole new idea. We said before that if there's Kiddush HaChodesh, which takes place up in Shamayim on day 31, then there's no need for Bezdin to be Koveya HaChodesh. But if you all like Tosfos, and Tosfos says that the Kiddush Min HaShamayim is only in the morning, then it means that Bezdin was Koveya HaChodesh, and then as a result, or as a development of the final process, after Bezdin was Koveya HaChodesh, then Bezdin Shomala will be Makadish HaChodesh. Aval Kol Shelo Kavu Oso B'Yudalit. I'm sorry, Kol Shelo Kavu Oso Bezdin Shalomato L'Rosh Chodesh Ein Bezdin Shalomala Makadishin Oso. Does anybody want to help me out over here? What does it mean, Ein Bezdin Shalmala Makachin Oso? So what happens? This is a pellet. I don't know what to make out of this. Is everybody on board with me? Do you identify? Do you commensurate with my suffering here?
But the base, dependent on us.
Right. And therefore he's saying that if we're not Koveya the Chodesh, then Bezdin Shalmala is not going to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. Well, what does that mean then? I mean, you can't have a new month without a new month, if you follow what I mean. Right? You need Rosh Chodesh. Now let's just read another few lines and see if by chance he sheds a light on this. He says, V'yei Shlomar, we're not doing too great on the clock. He says, V'yei Shlomar di Yisoda Dover, She'ein Bezdin Shalmala Mekadeshin Oso Balayla, Ela b'shachar, who mipnei debeinon to bezin shalmati yikvo solar rosh chodesh, v'ein bezin shalmal yichom likvo olar rosh chodesh al b'yom, v'ein eim at the afal gav the kaimel and the shalom bezmano ein tzorach lekadosh also. We pass like Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik. V'komakom beinon she bezin yikvo olar rosh chodesh tzorach in beinon. He wants to know if once Beis Din is Makadish the Chodesh up in Shamayim, in Be'inan Sherosh Beis Din Yomer Mekudosh, but it doesn't say the word Mekudosh here. What word do you have in your text? Mekuyam. Yomer Mekuyam. Oh, I understand. You ready for Baruch Hu?
Yeah.
Okay, say it.
We're part of the 10.
Oh, I see. We have to join them for Baruch Hu? Is that what he's saying?
12 of us.
Okay, so let me just end it here. And if somebody could make a little note as to where we got up to. I don't like to use a pen, but in this case, less prayer, I don't have a pencil, so I'll use a pen. So I'll take this opportunity to thank everyone for coming. And again, we're only at the very beginning of a very long sugya, so we'll see where this takes us. Okay then?